in the house of the Lord this morning. I say it so often. This is God's house, and you mind Him, and you'll have a good time here this morning. The altar is always open. If you need to pray about something, someone will meet you there to pray with you. If you're lost, best place in the world that you could be this morning is on the altar praying. First thing I want to do is get through the announcements, and then we can get started with some other things. Puppet practice this evening at 5. Got that sitting here. There's an announcement in the bulletin about Sky Zone. But please remember to sign up. You have to be signed up by Wednesday. And Julie won't be here, so you'll have to see Miss Emily. We'll take care of you Wednesday night to sign up to go to Sky Zone. I guess you have to have a count. Remember this week, the announcement's going this week. You got the Exodus Bible study Tuesday night. Kim takes care of that, and I usually forget, Kim. It don't enter my mind on the week for that, but it is here at the church. They meet over there Tuesday night for that. We got food pantry needs in February. You need a box of tuna helper or chicken helper and a pound box of spaghetti. Now, last month you done real good, what it says here, and thank you. Big thanks out to that. The contemporary service is next door this morning. Trent will be preaching over there. Al's preaching here this morning in a little bit, the Lord's will. Next Sunday, the adult Sunday school class will have a soup luncheon immediately following the afternoon service. If there's any questions about that, you call Kathy Stevens. Contact her. She's a contact person.
Did they announce that will be canceled?
Yes. Yes. That's been postponed due to some illnesses in the
family. Okay. Sorry. It's not next week. Be some other time. Okay. All right. I don't worry, Jeremy and Jesse are here this morning, but congratulations to them. They've had a little fella for a pretty good while, but now it's official. He's theirs. And it's Jaden Alice Price. You better believe it. Yes. Lord knows where this little fella would be if it wasn't for them that wanted him. They want him. They want him to be theirs. Sometimes that's the way God answers our prayers. Yes, Ron and Pam, yes. I know you look at Brian and Kim, they wouldn't take nothing for Hunter. The girls, he might aggravate the girls to death, but they wouldn't take nothing for him. And it's a process, and it had to go through a lot of mind stuff to play games with you and this stuff here to get adopt a kid, and they're blessed to do that. So does anybody have a testimony right now? Before we get started here, I do want to welcome any visitor here. Sometimes I forget that, but I want to welcome you here. If you're a child of God, this is where we worship God, and you should follow His guidance this morning. If you're not, as I've said before, there's an altar right here that you need to pray at. All right, let's go along. Let's get the offering took care of. Okay. Bobby, pray for the offering.
Thank you. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion? A constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
I'm not going to lie, when they come up here this morning, I was discouraged.
What's your proof?
Not going to lie. It's not a very good feeling for a choir director when your choir's not full. But I'm glad I serve somebody that can move mountains with just faith the size of a grain of mustard seed. And they sounded real good this morning. Now, we don't have anybody scheduled to sing tonight, so I need my choir tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Okay? And if you would like to sing in the choir tonight, come out, okay? I need them tonight. We ain't got nobody scheduled, and I got this crud again, and I can't do it all tonight. Now, I will, God tells me to, but I need my choir tonight, okay? Spread the word. I'm not doing a one call. I'm not going to beg you. We are above that, folks. We need to be about our Father's business. Okay?
Bless you, Chris. Yes. Number one.
Beloved, it doth not get up here what we shall be when His voice we hear. There is one thing that I know for sure, when He appears, we'll be sinless and pure.
We shall be like
when He appears, you can say goodbye to pain. You can say goodbye to tears. Changed in a moment, we all shall be with Jesus to live through eternity.
We'll be right back.
right. Get your hymnal. Bless you, buddy.
Bless you, Jim. Bless you.
I went to Pocahontas County to trout fish. I didn't go up there to get saved. You know, Jesus passed by. He was fishing that day. And guess who got hooked? Glory to God. Just like Chris said, you know, you get down, you get depressed. Lord, a snake's behind the wagon wheel rut, and buddy, that's down. But I tell you what, by the grace of God, He can bring you out of there. And He has, and He does every day. Now, another thing, Quorum, I listen to Charles Stanley every Sunday morning. His choir don't have nothing on this choir right here.
Right. Amen.
Big church down there in Atlanta. They don't have nothing on this. Chris?
Bless you.
What a job, boy. I tell you, and all our preachers here, they don't thank them enough. I love everybody. I don't even thank God enough, but He knows my heart. But y'all remember some prayer, and my oldest daughter, all of them. But just remember, I talked to her yesterday evening. She was already in bed early, but God knows all about it. You take care of it. That's a faith. You got to have faith. He'll take care of it. And y'all just remember us in prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Someone else.
Looking back here at Stevie's scout uniform. So,
yes, amen.
And I think we ought to recognize them. But back when I was growing up, I was in the first Boy Scout troop back then playing Cross Lane for Tallow Mountain area. And, you know, it helped me a lot. I was in the scouts before I was in the church.
Yeah.
But it helped me in my lifetime. And I just want to say, I don't know how good a scout I was, but I know one time on a camping trip, I caught my tent on fire. It really meant a lot to me that time. I didn't, you know, none of my people went to church or anything. And through Presbyterian Church, they had a scout troop, and I started going. But, you know, it really helped straighten me out in a lot of things. And, you know, I just appreciate Steve and Stevie here for their uniform.
Amen.
And I'm sure Steve is a scout leader.
Yeah.
Stevie's got more badges on him than I ever thought about that. You know, and I just think we ought to recognize the scouts, and, you know, this morning. And I'm thankful we'll be here. And, you know, it's another day, and I'm back. And I'm
proud.
Amen.
Bless you, Joe.
My grandmother was
scout leader, George Riston, from now he was at a place called Rattlesnake Holler. I don't know if y'all know anything about that. That's a faith tree. But he took me on a scouting trip with his troop one year. And I was young. I was probably the youngest one that was in the group. But I remember the rope bridges that they built. I remember singing by the campfire. I remember a few of the things that took place there. And I was awfully young. And, you know, that made an impression on me. That one trip made an impression on me that, well, I'm 71 years old. That's lasted a long time. The things that you learn, I can't even begin to comprehend, because that was my one opening that was there. But I see the changes in other kids that have gone there, and the things that, well, the standards and the values that they have in their life and the things that are important to them. I watch the maturity that they have at a very young age for the things that are going on. And I have to tell you that I'm awfully proud of any of them. Every single one of them that goes, because there's something that they're picking up there that's very important. And those that exceed become standards for the rest of the kids throughout the community to look up to. They become the leaders in our land. They're learning leadership more than anything else and values. Now, as important as that is, for them to also be in church, to learn Christian values, makes them exceptional people in my point of view. I don't know a whole lot. I'm just an old man who, well, my wife keeps poking me in the ribs saying I talk too much. And perhaps I do, but I'm trying to get across the point that we've got some exceptional people here in our church and in our communities. And if you just stop for a second and get rid of the pity party sometimes that we're all in and look around you, you begin to understand that, man, this world may have a lot of things that are wrong with it, but it's got an awful lot of good things that are right with it, too. And I just want to praise this name and thank him for the influence that he has in our lives, for the changes that he makes in our lives.
Okay, that's it. I just listening to a lot of people this week, a lot of things that have come away, things we go through, and I think I hope I don't offend you when I say this, but I think sometimes we try to comfort people when we say things like, God will never put more on you than you can bear, and that's really not scripture. He's going to put more will come upon you than you, a human, can bear. But it's on you because he needs you to depend upon him. And I thought, I think if I don't want you to, but I think if you had to raise your hand right now and say, were you ever in a place where you felt like life was just more than what you could bear? I think a lot of us could raise our hand.
Yes, amen.
And say that sometimes it just feels dark.
Yeah.
And I know that there are people here that are hurting because they have that darkness over them. And I thought, as Christians, we need to pray for them. We need to lift them up. But I thought, just God, the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. And when things go wrong, they can go really wrong. And this world is a terrible place. And there's a lot of sin here. And those aren't things that God created. They're things that Satan created to bring us down. But I thought, when things go wrong, he can make them right. Now, that doesn't mean that he will totally reverse your situation. But he can take that situation and he can make it right. And I thought, if you're here this morning and you're in a real dark place, I encourage you to come.
Amen.
And ask him to help you.
Yeah, yeah.
To get through that dark place, because
amen.
He doesn't want you to stay there. He doesn't want you
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change, you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith. You're never alone, for the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in upon the mountain. Oh, but the talk comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptation that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is the God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is the God in the bad times. God you're up on the mountain, over the top comes so easy, when life's at its best, but it's down in the valley of trials and temptations, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of God in the night, the God of the day, is still God in the night.
All right, get your hymnal turned to 165 as the choir goes down. 165.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus. precious Jesus, oh, more grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me in the healing, cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Got anything this morning? Testimony? We need to mind the Lord. See what happens when you mind the Lord? Yeah. Especially Chris, thank you. Bless you, Todd.
Beyond measure.
Amen. We are.
You know, I wasn't going to stand up, but Al just gave me some really good news, and I love that man.
Amen. Everybody does. Amen.
It feels good just to be around him. I love to hear him praying on the phone. When I pray, I love to hear him pray, but he knows I love him, but he also knows it ain't him, it's God.
Right.
I'm not shortchanging God at all, because God just, like I said last week, I don't know why I feel this way, but he is just so good to me, so good to me. You know, for 3.5 weeks now, I've been fighting this crud, and I ain't been singing. And it hurts me. I'll sit down here and try to sing along, and I just couldn't do it, and I didn't realize until then how important that is for me. I mean, I don't claim to be no high-priced singer or nothing. I just love singing for the Lord, whether you like hearing me or not. I'm going to sing.
Amen. We enjoy you.
And because I'm not giving myself any flowers, but I think He's given me a talent.
Amen.
And I don't want to lose that.
That's right.
I don't want to lose it. And so I thought today I'll get up and cry. I'm still measly and stuff and whatnot, but I done better than what I thought I would. But now I'm starting to lose my voice again. But that's all right. I don't want to quit singing.
That's right.
That's the least. I feel that's the least I could do for Him. Occasionally get up there and sing a song or something, or at least sit here in my chair and sing. Anyway, I love Him, and I appreciate Him, and I don't want to lose this, so y'all pray for me.
Amen.
I appreciate it.
Amen.
Bless His heart.
Anyone else? I could stand up here and praise Him all day, too, but it's time to go on. Chris, thank you. He knows that song, what it does to me. I can't sit still. I'm sorry. When the Lord blesses me, I got to let her out. That's me. I want to praise Him. We all need to praise Him. The rocks out there will if we don't. You'll remember that we need to praise the Lord. I've seen a lot of hands go up this morning praising God. Y'all don't. I tell you what, I kind of like it up here. I like looking back at everybody's smiling faces. I like to see people singing along with the choir. You know, you can tell when they're getting blessed because they keep smiling bigger and their hands keep going up a little farther. And I'm thankful for that. Well, I get too windy. But all my hearts and minds clear? Come on now. Bless your heart, buddy.
Don't kid yourself. Let's just be realistic. Just be realistic.
You can't make everybody.
That's right. I knew a perfect man. I know him. No sin, no God. Always doing good. And they crucified him. They crucified him. I've had a 1 Samuel 17 chapter. I think someone maybe taught on this. I've had a week. Troubled. He woke me up about 3 o'clock. And it's time for me to pray. I'm concerned for my nation. I'm troubled about it. I'm disturbed. And probably this is not proper, but I'm mad.
Yeah, amen.
I'm mad. What I'm seeing, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I saw a lot of bad things. And since I've been converted, those stumbling blocks became stepping stones. That's what I've used them for. But I'm mad, and I'm angry. And I'm angry at, they have different names for him. Slewfoot, devil, a lot of titles for him. And I'm disturbed what he's doing to our nation.
Yeah.
I'm troubled about it. Listen to what David said. I just want to use one verse. And you know, before I even read it, I wouldn't trade Gold Town for any other place. But I think it could be greater. For God's glory. You know, I don't want you to think that you have to come. My daughter made her 2 sons come. When they got of age, she set them down. And if you know my daughter, she's pretty straightforward. She's straightforward with her dad, her mom, with her husband, with all of us. But she made him go. Matter of fact, she even made him do some other things that probably it wasn't in their thinking. But the time comes, she said, guys, you don't have to go anymore. He said, you're old enough. And the oldest one said, Mom, I don't have to go, but I want to go. Now, the sad part about it, he's not going. Neither one of them. And I thought, you know, we've got such a good church and good choir. And it would be good if we would have a list where people are waiting when somebody moves out or dies or leaves that they can fill that spot for the choir without having to mention that to you. But I want to say to you, David had a struggle. He went obeying his dad. Just take the victuals. That's what the word of God says, the victuals. Some say victuals, that's fine. And he went. And he met up with his brothers that criticized him. But they met a giant. And they were all afraid of him. But this is what I want to use. And now you pray for me. To some, it probably will be a negative message. I've been told that too. I've been told that what I need to do is preach more love.
Al, turn your mic.
I thought I did. See, that's a sign of old age. I thought I did. Thank you. I forget sometimes. Thank you. Is it on? Okay. He met up with a giant. And nobody wanted to face him. And he said, these are the words that I want to use. Is there not a cause? Is there not a reason? Is there any reason why we should not face this giant? Well, he was big. Yeah, he was big. And he was a warrior and he was a champion. And he was willing to fight. He was ready. He had his armory. But they were afraid of him. I'm afraid that America has compromised and took the way that these people were. They were afraid. They were challenged. But this little young lad just picked up 5 stones and a little slingshot. And that's what he said. Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? What's the reason? What's the reason? Now, I've got good news for you. I don't know how much time I'll speak. I really asked God to help me. You know, they were going to war. But that's all negative, okay? That caused a lot of fear, a lot of discouragement, a lot of trouble. But this little fellow, not little, but you know, young man, said there's a cause. I've got news for you this morning. Whether we want to put it in practice or not, God is still God. Amen. Yeah. There's nothing impossible with God. He's never, 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 never lost a battle. And he's from everlasting to everlasting. He's always been from the very beginning. He's always been. Now, if I'm too loud, you turn me down. I get excited and I get loud. Okay? But he's from everlasting to everlasting. And God still hears and answers prayer. And he's still victorious. There's not anything too hard for him to do. He is the God of impossible doings. Yeah. When you do your part, God will do his part. You can count that, as they say. You can take that to the bank. Concerning you and I and America, he said, call on me and I will answer. But you know what? Satan is destroying our nation. Yeah. And I'm afraid that we've accepted what's going on in America. I hear this. What can we do? There's nothing. What? You mean God is on vacation? And God doesn't hear? And God doesn't. He cares. He gave us a great nation. But Satan and his imps are trying to destroy our nation, our families, our homes, our communities. And what are we doing about it? Father, I want to thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you're God and beside you there's none other. Father, for a few minutes, or as Aaron says, a little time, I want to speak to this, our congregation. Well, it's not ours, but part of our congregation. Lord God, give them what you gave me. And I've been troubled this week, Lord God, with what I'm reading, what I'm seeing, what's going on in America. And it breaks my heart. It's got me disturbed. So I pray, our Father, for just a little while with your help. You be the spokesman. You give me the wisdom. You help me, Lord God. In Christ's name, amen. This is not the America that I remember. It's not even safe, hardly, for our children to be outside. You see, that's all negative, isn't it? Okay. So, David said, is there not a cause? And he loaded up his ammunition. But I want you to listen to this. This is in the same chapter. And I want to read the end of this verse. It's 46th verse. And all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. You see, from everlasting to everlasting, there is a God. Is there not a cause? What the world, what Satan, what leaders of our nation that have been placed in there by us as voters, exercising your voting rights. And this is what they are approving. Do away with prayer. We don't need it. You can't trust this word of God. It's written by man. It's all right to condone abortion. It's all right. For the morals of our country. Someone mentioned it. Discouragement. I fight that every day from the devil. I do. Well, it's a preacher. He don't bother me. He's got you then.
Amen.
He's got you then.
Amen.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I want to get closer, but he still fights me. You know? But he's working on America. And I saw two Boy Scouts, father and son. But you can no longer say Boy Scouts, because now it's girls. And they had their own. But now, it's political right, preacher. That's discrimination. Everything's discrimination. And everything that's good, they want to do away with it. But what are we doing about it? I can't do nothing. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Can you look at the status of condition of our country? They say that we're going to turn socialist. I hope not. Now, preacher, don't go there. Don't go there, preacher. Well, we've got to. We've got to. And if you think I sound mad and angry, I am. I am. I am. You see. And it's not only the Republicans, the Democrats, the independents. Well, preacher, everybody should have everything free. Baloney. God didn't tell us that in his instructions. You don't work, you don't eat. And I know there's some people that need that. I worked for the federal government, and I've seen a lot of discrepancies in this food stamp program. I saw it. And I could have taken advantage of it. Because one day I deliver food stamps, next day they wanted me to buy it for $10. And it was $50. Don't you think I wasn't tempted? But I said, no way. No way. You see, we've got to get back, both parties. And I'd like to see this. I'd like to see this. I'd like to see, instead of so much bickering and so bitterness and murder in their hearts, that we could get together with God as our guide, as our director, as our healer, as our Savior, as our Lord, as our Master. All these things can be worked together. But you know what? A lot of it is this. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. I'm not politicking now. I'm not politicking. But we need to see a change. My heart was broke when I heard these people, and I'll name those two states, Virginia and New York, the child's coming out, and it's all right. No, it's not. It's the choice of the woman. God gave the baby. And you know what's the best option instead of abortion? Adoption. But Ron and Pam and Al and these others, had there not been abortion, I mean adoption, we couldn't have our son. And Ron and Pam could not have those two grandsons. But it's all right, preacher. It's all right. No, 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 no. This body don't belong to her. He's the one that created it. And I don't care what they say, you see. The conditions of his country, the morals, and three of them, and I don't know this. I'm just, you know, the president says, bad news. So these three men are under the gun by their own parties because of what. But you know what? I've got to be honest with you. It goes on with the Republicans and the Democrats and the independents. You know why? Because the flesh is weak. But you know what we want to do? We want to cover it and quiet it down. Our governments, my son works for the court. And what we've seen, you know, they've already labeled us as dumb hillbillies. And what's going on with us in our nation, in our state, it ought to be a shame. I'm proud that I can consider myself a hillbilly, a Mexican hillbilly. You can't beat that, can you? Yeah, yeah. And they always want to ask, you know. And I get tired of answering. What are you doing in West Virginia as a Mexican? Being Mexican. Well, I've got to explain, you know. But there's this unity in everything, taxes, morals, abortion, homosexuality, and these men that you and I voted in and put a check on them, as soon as they got in, and not all of them, we're gaining a little bit of headway because God's people are getting in there also and trying to stand for what, but you know what they call them? Extremists. Think about that. Is there not a cost for what's happening in our communities? Boasters, the Word of God says, not the community, but the Word of God says, boasters, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, without natural affection, incontinent, no self-control, fears, despisers of those that are good, and heady high-minded. You know, they want to do it, but if you don't, you're a square. Folks, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason? Is there not a reason? And God is still God. We don't need to hear about being born again. I don't know what you're talking about. I went visiting, and it breaks my heart. Right here in Jackson County, I walked up to the house and said, "You want a beer?" I said, "I don't drink. Not since." Now listen to this. "Not since the Lord gave me living water." What's that? What's that? Yeah. Don't leave you with no hangover. Don't get you all drunked up and woozy and bad home hangovers, you see. But that is going on in our community. There's no hell. And heaven is just an imagination, a figment of our imagination. But listen, a life without Christ is a hopeless life. And I don't care what they say. We don't want to even mention it, that there is a hell. But the Word of God says there is a hell and there's a heaven. No in between. Let me use Mexican language. Either you is or you ain't. That's exactly the way it is, you see. And let me tell you, they didn't want to help Noah in all the years that he labored. But when the time came that God closed the door, and I believe God is closing the door, and people are becoming reprobates in the mind, and nothing is wrong anymore. Seem like we have better morals in the animal kingdom than we do among human beings. Oh, no, preacher, don't even talk that way. Is there not a cause? Why our churches are losing their power, their anointing? We don't hear, we don't want to hear the facts and the truth of the gospel. You know what the gospel is? It's a good news for a far country. It'll transform you. It'll change your life. It'll change your attitude. It'll change the way you walk. It'll change you the way that you treat your neighbors, your family. That's what the gospel is. And I visited a 99-year-old fella, inviting. He said, "I don't do anything wrong." That's his attitude. And you know what? I've learned this. The longer, the older that you get, the more the devil's going to convince you there's no hope for you. You can't change. You've gone too far. But he's a liar. He's a liar, you see. But when you hear the Word of God, and we've seen him here, there's no fear. No matter who preaches, no matter who's singing, if they're giving you the good news and the Lord is convicting you and drawing you, you need to come. Because time is limited and there is no fear. Fear the one can destroy the body and soul in hell. That's the one that we need to fear. And I fear him. I revere him. And I'm glad. I'm glad that as ornery as I was, no good, he knocked and I opened the door. That's the best thing. My wife won't agree with that at first, but the best thing that happened to you is me. I said, second. The best thing is him. That's the one. Yeah. He's the one that gave me what I have. He's the one that's taking care of me. The apostasy, the cults, the traditions, the customs is what more of what we want. We want a convenient gospel. Yeah. And you know what? You and I have the privilege when we hear the word, when we accept him, when we walk with him, when he gives us the word, the Holy Spirit, the power of God, we have the privilege to walk with him here and after a while on the King's Highway. Is it worth it? You better believe it. And if there wasn't a heaven, I still want to serve. It's good to walk in your community without no condemnation. It's good. And don't you think that they're not watching us? If you profess, they're watching you. Just so they can say, look at that hypocrite. Yeah. I don't want to be a pretender. I want to be one that honors the King. That lives. And I'm not perfect. My. I fail, falter. It hadn't been for the grace of God, probably wouldn't be here. But he changed me. And he made me a brand new preacher. A creature. Then you know what? I'm going to close. He said, I know your status in school. You never did want to. You didn't enjoy it. You were just in there for honoriness. But he saved me. And then he said, I want to tell you something. Not only did I save you, but I'm going to place you in the family of God. Yeah. With him, there's no big you and little I. We're all equal, you see. And then he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you some instructions with this book. Every need, every answer, everything that troubles you, you'll find it in this book. So what you need to do, Charlie, Greg, Mike, Aaron, Jim, Robbie, when they preach something that the Lord know I needed, he whispers, Al, listen to that. That's for you. Yeah. I don't like to be reproved. But it's the truth. And he gave me a roadmap. I'm on a journey. You can criticize me. You can call me fanatic. It don't matter. But I'll tell you what. I'm enjoying walking with the King on the King's Highway. I'm having the time of my life. And he took my life from hopelessness to hope. From troubled heart to peace of mind. But I want to tell you, I need to hear him, listen to him, pray for him, and sing in my heart. Is there not a cause for the church to get on fire, to get a vision, to get a burden? I want you to share it with me. I want you to share it. And you know what? He's there and he's listening. And when you cry out to him in the closet, he'll reward you openly. So, if you're in need of the Lord, if you're hungry and thirst for a deeper and a fuller and a greater relationship, the word says that I may know him, not the name over the church, not the rules and the programs that the church has. May I know him in the power of his resurrection, that I may die out and come alive in him, that I may live a transformed life, that I may walk worthy of the calling. It's available, whatever your need is. We take communion. We have singings. All that is good. But you know what? I don't know. Someone said it's just the signs of time. Well, has God changed? Can he not do anything anymore? Is it too hard for him? Our pride is standing in the way of getting a greater and a fuller and a deeper relationship with him. Is there not a cause for America to wake up? Don't forget this. You can call on him at 3, 4, 1 in the morning, anytime. And he's there. Look, you did some wrong. He'll listen. He'll listen. And he will speak to you through the word, through the Holy Spirit, through a song, and through the preached word. Father, we thank you for these comments, Lord. And I'm disturbed. I really am. And Father, I don't want to sound mean and bitter and resentful. I want us, Lord, to have a greater potentiality at Gold. I am concerned about other churches, but our concern as four pastors here is, Lord God, to see Gold Town shine out for Jesus. To come alive, our Father, and for people to say, you know, I visited there and I sensed and I felt the Spirit of the Lord in that place. Father, we thank you for helping me make my comments this morning. Our Father, we ask you to speak to all of us, the pastors, the musicians, Father, the members, Lord God, and our Father, that we, Lord God, would respond to you, that there is a cause, in Christ's name. Amen. Let's sing.
Page 149, 149.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turn. Turn.
sermons are wonderful. And if you didn't agree with me, I want you to take Kathy's place or all these janitors and just sweep it out. Shove it aside. You don't have to listen to me. But I'm going to ask you from the depths of my heart, I'd like to see this choir full tonight. I'd like to see it full because it thrills me. Music does something to me. It does something to me. It just encouraged me. And I love Christian. Someone said, what kind of music do you like? I get a little bit of witty and probably a little silly for some people. I said, I love soul music. I don't have to explain that to you. Now, in case you want to know, it's 12:20. Okay? You didn't have to look at your watch. I'll tell you, 12:20. But I'll be looking for you tonight. Would you? Any announcements?